Welcome to the weekly podcast from City Light Church in Lethbridge. For more teaching or to find out more about life at CLC, please visit our website at citylightchurch.ca.
My name is Brent Granger, and I am just honored to be here today to speak. I'm going to start off with a joke, as I always do. Okay, so there's two guys sitting in a bench, and this guy says to the other guy, he says, "Hey, I've got a great blonde joke." Oh, here we are. And all of a sudden, he feels a tap on his shoulders, and he looks up to his left, and a blonde lady is standing next to him. And she says, "I am 6'4", and I am the kickboxing champion of the world." And all of a sudden, another lady slips out of her booth. She stands up. He looks up a little higher. "I am 6'6", and I am a professional basketball player. I am 220 pounds of pure muscle." He's like, okay. And then all of a sudden, another blonde lady steps out of the booth, and she says, "I am 6'2", 265 pounds, and I am the world wrestling champion of the world. "Are you sure, sir, that you want to tell that joke?" He pauses. He looks at his friend, looks back at the ladies, and he says, "No, I don't want to have to explain it three times." I know. And I just think if you guys laughed at that, you know my sense of humor. I think Dumb and Dumber is like the best movie ever. And if you laughed at that, I think we should pray. Because you know what? We need prayer. We need more prayer in our life, but we need some laughter too. So let's pray over this service and let's enjoy. So Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that we can come into this house and we can serve you, Father God. We can speak your truths and your word. Father, I pray today that you just use me. Father, what you have put on my heart, that I can speak clearly. I can speak what you have for the people today. And I pray that you soften hearts. And Father, I pray that today somebody in here who's walked away from you or is pulled away comes back to you, Father God. I pray that you guide our path and we move forward and we have an amazing service because of you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so we have a new series, Revive. I love it. Revive, restore, renew, refresh. And today I'm going to be focusing more on the kind of revive and renew. I want you guys to renew your eyes. Renew your eyes. And we're going to look at a lot of sight. We're going to see what you guys see in the world and how Jesus, how you see Jesus. So in Romans, let's just stick on that for a second. Go back for a second. When we go through this series, we're going to hear a lot about revival. Revive. We need to get back closer to Jesus. I truly believe that. I truly believe that we need to walk into this house and we need to think about what church is. And church is all about coming here to serve Christ. And I think sometimes we've lost that focus. It's like, well, what can the pastor give me? Or what can somebody give me? You're here. We want to come together as a house, as a church, as a body, as a family. And we want to love Jesus. And that's why we come into the house. And it's such an amazing thing. So, okay, so Romans 3, 23 through 25. "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight." Let's remember that word, sight. "He did this through Jesus Christ when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows God being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in past times." We need to celebrate Jesus. If this is your first time coming into a church and you're saying, well, what is church all about? It's about Jesus. And it's about giving your life to Christ. Sometimes people end with this and saying, what is this about giving? We want to start. I want to start off today. Who is Jesus? Jesus changes. Jesus is power. Jesus is in the Holy Spirit is amazing. Miracles happen. The Bible is the truth. And I'll tell you what, we need to celebrate every day that Jesus is our Lord. He came down from heaven, the Lord came down from heaven and came and sacrificed his life and his body for us. And if we don't understand that, it's because only the righteous can enter into heaven. And so God covered us. When we accept Jesus into our lives, he's saying he's covering us. That's what the shedding of the blood, he's covering us. And so that we can walk right into heaven with God. So God only sees Jesus when he's the covering, when we walk into heaven. And if we don't have that covering, we go to the other place, which is called hell. And it is serious. And so we need to be out there celebrating who Jesus is. When you're talking to people on the street, why do we want them to come to church? Because they need Jesus. They need to walk right with God. And so I just want you guys to know, as you go through this message and you think of sight and how you see, but I truly, truly, if you have never given your life to Christ, as you go through, start to talk to Jesus right now and just say, who are you? Come into my life, because it is one of the most important decisions. Actually, it is the most important decision you will ever make in your life, to walk right with Christ. And you can do that here today. So when I first came to Christ, what happened was, just so you know, so before, there's a before and then there's an after, right? So before, I had a very foul mouth and all those things that come along with the world that are just okay. And there's also a heart. I had a heart issue with people. I had a mean heart, I'm going to say. And so after I gave my life to Christ, that changed almost instantly. And so you're always going to see a change. That's what's so cool about Christ. There's a change. There's a moving towards who Christ is. And so I just think of all the wonderful things that he does and has done for me. And I give thanks to Jesus. And I pray today that you can see the amazing wonder that Jesus has for us. There's a song called Wonder by Hillsong United. Listen to these words. And see if you believe and you see if you see and believe, I guess. I see, this isn't the whole song, but it's just part of it. I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the air of second life, having coming out of the waters and with the old one left behind? If you have so, say. I love that. If you have given your life to Christ, I hope you say to everybody out there, I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. You're the wonder in the wild, turning wilderness to wonder. If you have so, say, I see the world in love. I see the world in freedom. I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wild. I see the world your way, and I'm not afraid to follow. I see the world your way, and I'm not ashamed to say so. I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the light. You guys, don't ever lose your wonder of what God has done. And I'm talking from the littlest things when you wake up in the morning, that you woke up that morning, to the little, when you walk out. I don't know about you, but our view, we had a house kind of be built there. I had a little mountain scene going on, and a house was built, so you can't quite see it. But when you see the mountains, when you see the trees, are you living in wonder? Like, do you really deeply look at how life is? And do we live in wonder? Do we wonder how awesome God really is? Do we understand that when our children come, those are blessings? Those are wonderful things. And do we give praise and thanks for those? And I pray that you don't ever lose your wonder of who Jesus is. Because it is the most amazing life when you walk the way Jesus has us walk. When we see who amazing Jesus is. In Genesis. Now I'm going to kind of skip through Genesis here. You're going to see the scriptures go, and we're just going to go through day one and day two. So it's Genesis 1. Man, it's dry in here, or I'm just talking too fast. I'm not too sure. In the beginning. I love that. In the beginning. When God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean was covered everything, was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water. Then God commanded, let there be light, and light appeared. God was pleased with what he saw. Everybody say, saw. And then God commanded, let there be a dome that divide the water and keep the two separate places, and it was done. So God made a dome, and it was separate from the water, and under it, from the water above it. He named the dome sky. Evening passed and morning came, and it was the second day. Then God commanded, let the water below the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear, and it was done. Then in 12, so the earth produced all kinds of plants, and God was pleased with what he saw. Everybody say saw. And then God commanded, let lights appear in the sky and separate day from night and show that time and days, years, and religious festivals begin. In 18, the rule over the day and the night and the separate light from darkness. And God was pleased with what he saw. Everybody say, saw. And then God commanded, let the water be filled with all many living beings and let the air be filled with birds. In 21, God created great sea monsters and all kind of creatures that lived in the water and all kind of birds. And God was pleased with what he saw. Then God commanded, let the earth produce all kinds of animals, life, domestic, wild, large, and small. And it was done. And God made them all, and he was pleased with what he saw. Everybody say, saw. And then God said, now we will make human beings, and they will be like us and resemble us. And they will have power over the fish and the birds and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small. God looked. Everybody say, looked. And everything he had made. And he said, and he was very pleased. He was very pleased. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see when you walk out of these doors? What do you see when you see people? I see God saying, he's very pleased. He's very pleased. He's a loving God. What do you see when you see the world around us? What do you see when you're walking in your daily walk? Is it just work? Or what do you see Jesus in that place? Or do you only see Jesus on Sunday mornings? What do we see when we're walking down the street and we see a homeless guy standing there? Do you see Jesus in those scenarios? Are we in awe and wonder of what Jesus has done for us? Because I know that Jesus sees us. In Matthew 6:4, it says, give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. He sees everything. In Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door, and you pray to your Father in private, then your Father who sees everything will reward you. No matter what we do, he sees you. No matter where we are, he sees us. There is no private place for us that we can go and hide from God. He sees you. And he loves you. But you see how many times he sees you. Remember when he went back to, let's go back to Genesis. He saw you. He saw what he was creating, and it was good. He created human beings, and he said he was very pleased. Jesus sees you. Do you guys get that? He sees you right now. He's here with us. He sees us. He sees us when we walk out those doors. You are never, ever outside of God's eyes. I think that's when I was going over my message, it's not like, you know, you come here and everybody sees you and you think you can put on I hope you're not being false and putting on a false face and you go out there and do something different. It matters because we serve Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus sees you. And he wants to walk with him, walk in his footsteps. The parable of the Good Samaritan. This is Luke 10. 30 through 37. 2 weeks ago, I wasn't going to bring it up, but Burton did this. And I was like, Burton, you stole my scripture. And Amy's like, yeah. I was like, and Amy's like, no. Like, that's right. No, you didn't steal the scripture. We just need to hear it again. It was amazing. I was like, oh my goodness, we're on like this. It was pretty cool anyway. So Jesus replied. So we've set up, Jesus is teaching in Luke 10 here. So Jesus replied, so a man was going down to Jerusalem, to Jericho, and he encountered robbers who stripped him of his clothes and belongings, beat him, and they went on their way unconcerned, leaving him half dead. Now, by coincidence, a priest was going down the road when he saw, everybody say saw him. He passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, also coming down to that place, and saw, everybody say saw. So the Levite saw him and passed by on the other side of the road. But a Samaritan, a foreigner, who was traveling, came upon him. And when he saw, everybody say saw. So the Samaritan saw him. He was deeply moved with compassion for him. And he went to him and he bandaged him up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them to smooth and disinfect the injuries. And he put him on his own packed animal and brought him to an inn to take care of him. On the next day, he took 2 denarii, or 2 days' wages, and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I return. Which of these, when I return, which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who encountered the robbers? And he answered, the one who showed compassion and mercy to him. Then Jesus said to him, go and constantly do the same. We need to serve Jesus. And so what I'm getting from the passage is that, and we look at, I'm going to bring up Matthew in a second here, is that that beat up, who is an Israelite guy, and a Samaritan, they don't like each other. These are two that do not get along in that time at all. To me, I see Jesus sitting on the side of the road. Think about that. If Jesus sitting on the side of the road, he's down, beaten. Let me think of a visual here. Do we put on our sunglasses? And do we, you know, when we see that person we see them maybe in the church here and they're crying in the corner. Do we put on our sunglasses and they're okay. Somebody else will get them. And we walk around and we go out the front doors. Do we go down by Galt Gardens where we know there's issues and we see somebody struggling, maybe crying again? You know that maybe they're high, maybe they're not, maybe something's going on. Do we just quickly put on our sunglasses and no, I don't want to get my robe dirty? We want to just go around. Do we see somebody in the mall and we're thinking, well, I don't know if I want to tell them about Christ. Although God just put on your heart, go talk to them. Somebody else will get them. Don't worry, the Levite's coming. God doesn't go through life with sunglasses on. But sometimes we do. We walk around the problems. And I believe that this is all about Jesus is on the side of the road. And these guys are just like, I don't have time for that right now. But I know this, when we walk through life like this, we miss out on God's goodness. Because I know, Tom, God sees you and he loves you, man. I got this far, they'll get choked up. That's pretty good. But if you think about the scripture and what he's talking about here, he is teaching us. We need to stop. And I love this. I love the word denarii. That sounds awesome to me. I don't have denarii, but it's 2 days' wages. Are we willing to stop and do as God has asked us to do? Take our sunglasses off. Take our whatever's in the way off. And encounter Jesus. Because I believe that so many Christians today, unfortunately, are putting their sunglasses on in life. And we're neglecting. neglecting one of the most important people because Jesus is sitting there. He's saying, come on, help me. Come on. I've got a path for you that is so amazing. You know what? It's going to cost you some denarii sometimes to help people. It's okay. I'm okay, Grandma. I have a stack right here. Don't worry. My grandma, this is not my grandma. This is my mother-in-law, but I call her grandma because my kids, of course. So thank you. And you online, it's my mother-in-law, not my grandma. Yeah. He sees you guys. Carolyn, he sees you. He loves you. Braden and Christy, he loves you guys. He sees you. Jesus does not go through life with sunglasses on, where I think we need to step away from and go. We need to step towards. That Samaritan, he stepped in. He says, I'm going to pay. And it's going to cost us, you guys, and it's okay. And I pray that we see that through this scripture, because we saw the word saw. These people saw what was going on. They saw what was going on. And they decided to go around and do nothing. Somebody else will take care of that. I'm above that. I don't go down there. The Samaritan saw and he went. He went. And our series is Let's Revive. And I believe let's revive and let's renew our sight in who Christ is, in who we are. I pray today that you see what Jesus has for you. I hope pray that you see the people on the side of the road that Jesus is calling out and saying, help them. Do something. I put your feet on the ground. I put denarii in your pockets to help, to do things, to do what I have for you. And that we do not put on our sunglasses of life and say, somebody else will deal with that. That is not the government's responsibility. It is ours as the people of God. I'm good. We're good. Man, I love you, Jesus. I just think about when you pour into Jesus, so much amazing things happen. This never used to be me speaking up here and this sort of thing. Jesus is amazing, you guys. Press into Jesus. Okay, now listen to this. Now this is where it gets serious. Matthew 25, 35 through 46. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. And I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me, ignoring personal danger. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, I assure you, the most solemnly say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it for me. You did it for me. Then he will say to those on the left, so again, this is prefacing before, the right and the left, leave me, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire, which has been prepared for the devil and his angels, demons. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. And I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also in their turn will answer, Lord, when did we see you thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he replied to them, I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, to the extent that you did not do it for one of the least of these, my followers, you did not do it for me. Then these unbelieving people will go away to eternal, unending punishment. But those who are righteous in the right hand, standing of God, will go by his remarkable grace to eternal and unending life. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. I think what we miss is that from Genesis. Genesis is from the creation. It says he saw. He saw his creation. And he said he was pleased. He was very pleased. It was good. And all the way through life, you know how we have that dash in life, you know, your birth and your death, and the dash. Life, he sees you. He sees you. He loves you. Jake, he sees you and he loves you. Don't go through life with this on your eyes. Don't go through life thinking that you can just skirt around the issues. You have been called by the Most High God. We are a part of his family, a citizenship. And we are called to help and to pray. You can move in. You can do the things you can do. When we see somebody down, let's help. Let's spend some denarii. And let's help people. From Genesis to Revelations, he sees you. And he loves you. And I just give thanks that we can come into this house and we can serve Jesus. You guys, I am just so happy that you're here today. And I just want to end on some scriptures. But let's just end in prayer right now, actually. And we'll just have some scriptures here before we take communion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just give you thanks for being over us and seeing us and who we are. Lord, I guess we just lift you up today, Father. I just pray that, like you say in Acts 20:24, but my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others of the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Colossians 2:13-14. You were at one time spiritually dead of your sins, and because you were Gentiles without the law, but God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts, and with its binding rule, and did away with it completely by nailing it on the cross. And back to Romans 3:23-25. For everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of the glorious standards. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Jesus Christ, when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your covering. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for guiding us. Today, if you have never, ever accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I'm going to say a prayer right now for you, and I just want you to follow as our heads are still bowed, and we can just continue to pray. And I want you to say this prayer. If you've never, ever accepted Christ, Jesus, I need you. Say it out loud. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the dead 3 days later. I give you my life. Amen.